You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We're at it again with another episode for the Chiro Basics Podcast. Today, what we wanted to chat about is how practices can really drive patient referrals. And this is an important topic because referrals are a huge way for practices to stimulate growth for their clinic. So the reason why is because chiropractic typically isn't the first solution that people think of when it comes to getting health care solutions for whatever problem they're having. And it's not because people don't believe that it doesn't work. It's more of a lack of knowledge, honestly. There's people out there that just don't know what chiropractic is and how it can benefit them. And, you know, as a chiropractor, you know that pretty much everybody could use a chiropractor for achieving like optimal health and solving all sorts of underlying issues and symptoms. But because that there's this knowledge gap between what chiropractic is and what you can do versus what people know about chiropractic, referrals is a great way to bridge that gap. So you have an existing patient base. Hopefully they're educated in the things that you're treating them for. And essentially, hopefully you've established a good relationship with them. They believe in chiropractic. They know and like and trust you. So those people going out and testifying on your behalf of the power of chiropractic to their network and their circle of influence is greatly, greatly valuable for your practice to get more people in your community familiar with what you do and believing and trusting in your ability to help them solve healthcare issues. So let's dive into it. Let's look at what strategies it takes for a practice to really excel at generating a lot of patient referrals. So we created a list of activities and like action items to think of when running your practice to really promote a culture of referrals. So the first thing is really you want to plant the seed early with your new patients. So number one is when you have new patients come in, plant that seed early that your goal is to, you know, help them and make them feel so good that they want to refer in people. You know, use that style of language. And it doesn't have to be awkward. You know, you can say things like, yeah, I'm glad you came in and saw us. You know, the power of chiropractic is really great. And I just want to make a positive impact on your health. I want to make you feel so good that you want to tell your friends and family about, you know, what chiropractic care can do. You know, something simple like that. You're planting that seed early for these people and positioning it early so that as you treat them over the course of time and you come back and you do ask for a referral, it's not weird because you kind of set that up ahead of time that, you know, that this is a great way to help the people that they care about. So you plant the seed early, right? You have these new patients, you're kind of using that style of language and some of your communication. The next thing really is when you're in a good place with patients and you've helped them, they're feeling good, is to ask for the referral. So number two is just you simply have to ask. And it's not always easy to just straight up and say, hey, do you have anybody that you can refer? You know, you don't want to necessarily tackle it that way, but you can position and incentivize patient referrals just by communicating that you want referrals. So, you know, one way we like to suggest doing that is have patient referral cards. You can get, you know, these little postcards printed that have maybe you offer a new patient special or something, and you know, you can use language like, you know, give this card to someone that you care about, that you feel could benefit from getting some care or having us take a look. And you can do that personally as the doctor. You could also have, if you have front end staff, to handle that during a checkout process. We have these templated cards that you can order from us if you'd like, where we'll put your logo on it and your special on there. And, you know, just every patient that is doing well or is happy with the care, give them some referral cards and say, hey, if you know anybody that you care about that could benefit from care, here are some referral cards with that has our special on it, so they can come see us. And it's as simple as that. You're asking for that referral. You're giving them something tangible that they can take away, so they're not going to forget. And they have to make a decision with that card, right? They have to either decide, no, I don't have anyone, I'm going to throw it away or recycle it, or two, I actually do have someone, I'm going to give this to them the next time I see them. They have to make a conscious decision of what to do with that takeaway. So there's value to having something physical that you hand them, specifically dedicated for your referral program. If you you can go and, you know, order any type of cards and put a design on it. If you need cards and you want to order some cards, you know, you can visit our website. We have patient referral cards you can order. We'll put your stuff on there. But that's, you know, step number one for asking. But step number two for asking is when you have patients and you collect and you have a patient list, you collect their information, you should be collecting their email address. So that way you can communicate that to them via email. So we recommend doing an email blast to your list on a periodic basis. Maybe it's every other month, maybe it's once a quarter, and promoting and asking for referrals that way. Saying, hey, just to let you know, we have a new special going on. Here's our new patient special. If you have anyone in your life that you care about that feel could use help or the power of chiropractic care, forward this email to them, forward this information to them. We would love to help them. Use your patient's email address and your email communication tools to promote your referral program and just communicate that. You'd be surprised if you do that once a quarter, how many extra referrals you get. And just from saying, hey, if you have people, let us know. And then a third way, which, you know, we really like this method as well, is actually use like a digital form that you can send to them. This allows you to collect the name and contact information of the person that's being referred in. And then you can also set up automation on the back end where once that form is submitted, you automatically send out a text or an email to that person saying, hey, so-and-so said you might benefit from chiropractic care. We happen to have this special on. I wanted to make sure that you had this information. Let us know if you'd like to come see us. You know, something as simple like that. You're not being pushy and super salesy. You're just kind of like, hey, here's the information if you're interested. The digital form, you can include that in your email blast. You can text it to your patients. You that digital form, you could actually fill it out on their behalf when they're in the office. So if you're having a conversation with a patient, you say, hey, if we happen to have this special, do you know anyone in your life that you feel could use help with care? If you do, I'd love to, you know, enter them in to claim this special. And then if they say, yeah, I do, you can punch it in for them, you know, on your iPad or laptop or whatever. And do it on their behalf. So there's lots of value in having that digital form, mostly because you're able to collect that information and then on the back end automate the reach out process, the follow-up process to kind of nurture that referral in without leaving it up to that patient to go out and tell that person and hopefully they end up calling. You're kind of taking some control over that experience and trying to nurture that into an actual appointment for you. So though that's just asking for the appointment. Those types of activities are going to drastically increase your ability to get referrals. Plant the seed early and then start asking for that referral. You know, you can take things a step further and do things like incentivizing patient referrals. So that's the third step, right? Is if you need further growth with your referral program, maybe you need to do like a raffle or a giveaway. Now, you have to be a little careful with types of incentives. There's different regulations that you have to check with your state laws, but you know, essentially you could offer a raffle or a giveaway or some type of prize. You know, you can give out Amazon gift card, maybe an Apple TV or Amazon Alexa, you know, fun little things that patients might, you know, get a little excited for, to incentivize, like, okay, let me think about this. Is there anyone that, you know, could use care that I know of? Does my dad need care? Does a relative, a friend, have health issue that I might know about and might need help with? That just makes them pause and think for a second, because, you know, they could get a prize if they submit a referral. So, you know, there's an incentive there that could help promote your referral program. You can get some extra traction by just having a little incentive there. Okay, so then the fourth step really is when you do get referrals, when referrals do come in, you need to acknowledge and thank the people that made that referral. The reason why is there's this positive reinforcement that happens when you actually go out of your way to thank that person for the referral. Now that person is going to remember that you did that. Because when's the last time you got a phone call from a doctor thanking you for something? You know, usually phone calls from doctors are not good calls. But if you actually go out of your way to reach out to them and say, hey, listen, I know you referred such and such, and they came in, and I just wanted to thank you for sending them our way. I'm really excited to help, you know, with their issue. You can do that through a phone call. You could do that through a handwritten letter. Either way, do something special for the people that actually send in referrals, because you're giving some positive reinforcement, and it's going to encourage that type of behavior in the future. If you go out of your way and thank them, it's much more likely that they will do it again and they will refer more people, because they've got that reinforcement that it was a positive impact that they had on somebody else's life, including your own. So, plant the seed early, ask for the referral, incentivize it if you need to, and then thank people. Thank the people that actually send people your way. And then the last step is really be a great doctor. And what I mean by that is you don't want to be transactional in your visits. Go out of your way to be personable with and build relationships with the patients that come in. Ask how they're doing. Try to remember, you know, tidbits and facts about their life so you can follow up, like how their kid's doing, how was their vacation. You know, go the extra mile to make them feel important and that their problems matter and that their life matters outside of whatever you're helping them with. Become their friend. You want every patient that comes in to feel like you're visiting with a friend for a few minutes. And people remember that. Be interested in them and they'll be interested in you. And if you create that relationship and nurture that relationship as if it's a friendship, they're going to greatly increase the likelihood that they're going to think of you outside of their care. They're going to, you know, when they're talking with their friends and family and a health thing comes up, you say, oh, you should check out my doctor. Dr. So-and-so, he does X, Y, and Z. He's really great. You know, those type of things make a big impact when you can leave a strong impression on someone by being personable. So do really good at being a doctor, but also be a friend. Be really personable with your patients and build that relationship beyond the care. And make it easy for them. Like, don't try so hard that it's awkward. You know, just be, even if you're an introvert, try to be that extrovert a little bit with your patients and make them feel important. And I know that can be hard. I'm an introvert myself. So I know the struggles of trying to be relatable and personable and things outside of your work. So, but I promise you, it goes a long way and it'll make a big impact on, you know, driving those referrals in by just establishing and building those relationships. So Those are actionable steps that you can take starting today to start driving more patient referrals with your existing patients and nurture that and make that a cultural thing throughout the practice with your team and, you know, anybody else that works in your office. You want to promote a great experience and then communicate the power of referrals and the impact that it can have on other people in their lives. It's going to go a long way for your practice. So put in the extra work, and you'll yield the results from that.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.